Welcome to Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. I'm Shelby Varner. On today's podcast, we're celebrating agriculture because it's officially National Ag Day. And joining me today is Director of Communications at Kansas Farm Bureau, Megan Kramer, and Megan Gilliland, co-owner of Next to Nature Farms. And today, we're going to talk about the new Shop Kansas Farms website that's getting rolled out today. Megan Kramer, getting started with you. Could you share with us a little bit about what is Shop Kansas Farms and how things are slightly changing?
We are super excited for Ag Day, and we are rolling out a new website for Shop Kansas Farms. I hope that everybody listening already is familiar, but just in case they're not, Shop Kansas Farms was a Facebook group that started at the very beginning of COVID by Rick McNary. He had enjoyed some beef from a Kansas rancher, and his wife said, you know, I went to the grocery store today and the shelves were empty. And he thought, well, that's weird because I know Kansas farmers and ranchers. And so he thought, I'm going to start this Facebook group, connect the farmers and ranchers that I know with my friends. And it took off from there. I think today our Facebook group is like at 160,000, I think. We also have a Facebook page. Rick and his wife had built out a website because that was something we heard from the beginning as people were saying, I'm selling this or I want this. Everybody's like, we need a map because we don't know where these little towns are at. So Rick and his wife built out a website that included a searchable map. And so when Kansas Farm Bureau had the opportunity to help Rick out and purchase Shop Kansas Farms, that was one of the things we wanted to do, is really build out that website so it was easier for consumers to use, and then also build in opportunities for sellers that were using Shop Kansas Farms to market themselves in different ways. And so that's, after we purchased it, that was one of the priorities that we had, is to really build out that website. So we're rolling that out today on Ag Day, and it's, to me, it's a great way to kind of celebrate what Shop Kansas Farms was through COVID, what it was for sellers and what it was for consumers. And I think Rick says he's not surprised by this, but like the popularity of Shop Kansas Farms has not waned since COVID. We've kind of gotten through COVID. People are still out there looking to buy from folks around them. And I think sellers are still having great opportunities from that. And so we're just really glad to kind of help continue to build that process out for folks.
And Megan, with your Next to Nature Farms and that operation, how is that connected within Shop Kansas Farms?
During the pandemic, which started in March of 2020, people were really scared. A lot of producers were very scared because they had product, like Megan mentioned, but we didn't know how to get it out to people. I mean, we don't sell necessarily through a grocery store. We do sell at several retail locations, but we relied heavily on people going to events or, you know, coming to our store to purchase products. And so Shop Kansas Farms, especially during the pandemic, was kind of that connector of producers to consumers. We had, we were very lucky. I always tell people this, that by the grace of God, we put in an e-commerce site in the fall before 2020. And of course, we were just more thinking about growing the business, and we knew e-commerce was a way that we had to go. But we were lucky, we had that built in to our system. And so when the pandemic hit, we really relied on online sales to help, you know, get our product out there and keep our business going, because special events were, you know, shut down. Farmers markets existed, but it was a very different environment. Like, you kind of had to bag your stuff up in advance, and very, you know, we were having a lot of safety protocols. So we joined Shop Kansas Farms in, I think, April of 2020. And at first we didn't see a lot, but then there was kind of a turning point right about May. Somebody got on Shop Kansas Farms on the Facebook page And they had ordered one of our creamed honeys, and they gave us a testimonial basically on Shop Kansas Farms and said, this is like the best honey we've ever had. This love this creamed honey. And literally that night, we have on our app that tells us when we get an order. About 7 o'clock that night, we got like it goes cha-ching, like a cash register. And so we checked it. And then literally, I think like every 3 to 5 minutes for several hours, it just kept going ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. And what that was somebody had given us a great review, made a post about it. And then other people were hopping on and purchasing our stuff. And I can tell that because, again, like I said, luckily we were set up for e-commerce, and I was able to go back and see, you know, we sent orders to Western Kansas, to Wichita. We had never gone into those markets before. So that was obviously a direct connection from Shop Kansas Farms. So it really definitely during the pandemic was something that we relied heavily on. I can't say that today we are as active on Shop Kansas Farms. I think we should be and could be, but the dynamics of Facebook have changed so much in the last few years. It's very much a pay-to-play environment right now on Facebook. And so I think that the website, transitioning to using more of a website, less maybe social media, is probably a good idea because you're in total control of that. And as long as people get the website link, then you know they have access to all the resources. And I think the interactive map is great. Next to Nature Farm is a registered agritourism facility. So we rely on people. We're not just a honey producer. Like that is the number one thing that we do, but we are a destination. We encourage people to come out to our farm and experience small scale agriculture. We have a butterfly house. We have a huge pollinator garden. So we talk about the importance of pollinators to agriculture and the food that we eat. We rely heavily on, you know, foot traffic in that way. And so having the map that, you know, tracks where you can go and what you can do, or, you know, if you're looking for some certain product is great.
Megan Kramer, she mentioned that Shop Kansas Farms has helped her reach new markets. Can you share a little bit about the website and how that hopefully helps more businesses reach more markets?
Megan did a great job kind of talking about why we felt doing like building out the website and the map was important. The other thing we knew is that we didn't own Facebook. So anytime Facebook could come in and say, sorry, your group broke a rule. And so your group is going down. So that was another reason that Rick and his wife built the website. And so we really want to build that piece out even more. So we are offering opportunities for sellers to buy what we're calling like premium listings. So if they want to be on the front page, Shop Kansas Farms, we'll have that opportunity. We'll still have categories. So like Megan can say, I sell honey. And then she can decide to buy some of the premium listings. So if somebody's searching for honey, she'll be at the top of that list. So it's similar to like what you would do on Amazon if you're looking for something, or Google. If you pay a little bit more, you'll get pushed to the top. So we're really excited to offer those opportunities to sellers to get their name out in front of people that will be on the Shop Kansas Farms website. And then obviously we will be using SEO, so search engine optimization, to get consumers to the website. We will be putting money behind advertisements and Google keywords, all those things. So really we are, like, we see ourselves as a marketing opportunity for sellers to really get out and get in front of folks that want to buy from Kansas farmers and ranchers. And there are lots of people out there that want to do that. So two, I would also say that Megan Gilliland was there with us from the beginning. She also helped as it started taking off. She was a moderator with us too. So she's been with us from the beginning and knows kind of where we were when we started and what we've been through and where we are today. So she's got a great history of what Shop Kansas Farms was and what it is today.
You know, what Rick did has been replicated across the country in some forms, and it had never really been done before. It was really ingenious. And I love the fact that we were able to cut out the middleman and just go straight to consumers, because, you know, I tell people all the time, we do not sell the cheapest honey. If that's what you're looking for, you can go to a big box and that's fine. but we sell really high quality honey that is local. And that's, you know, for my product, that's what you want. But, you know, the fact that, you know, we were able to make direct connections with people who wanted to buy a quality product, that was really important with Shop Kansas Farms.
And how do you see the new Shop Kansas Farms website supporting Next to Nature Farm and other farms and operations like it?
Well, like Megan said, you know, there's always, you know, every business, it doesn't matter if you sell a widget or if you sell, you know, a side of beef, you have to decide where are you going to put your marketing dollars. And Shop Kansas Farms is connected, obviously, to Farm Bureau. And that's a great network to be connected into. You know, you just have to decide, like, where am I going to put my marketing dollars this year? And if a premium listing or, you know, something like that is helpful, then, you know, you could look at that as an opportunity. And again, I think that the marketing world has changed so much in the last few years. You know, we used to be able to rely on, we could put $10 behind a post and it would get out to thousands of people on Facebook, but that is not the case today. And so if you're paying attention to SEO, like Megan said, is really important. If you can be a part of that group that's already, you know, got the SEO figured out and comes to the top of your search, that kind of collaboration can really streamline some of your marketing as well. So, you know, we'll definitely look into how to be involved in the new website. Because I think that once people realized that they didn't have to go to a grocery store to buy, especially like their meat and some of those, you know, direct to rancher products, I feel like a lot of those people have gotten repeat customers. And once they figured out the process, I remember when I was moderating the page, so many questions were like, how do I buy a side of beef? Or, you know, what does it mean to have a locker price versus a, you know, a vinyl price? And people were just trying to get educated on that. And we did a lot of education on that topic. And so now that they've got the process figured out, I'm willing to bet there's a lot of people that just go back to the same producers year after year now that they understand. Because honestly, when you go to those mom and pop and those small businesses, you are getting a really high quality product. And it is really, really similar to the price you're paying in the grocery stores. We have food inflation, you know, that's running rampant, and it's really cost effective. And to have stuff just delivered and in your freezer, that's a huge bonus, at least in my opinion.
Megan, you mentioned that part of it was just educating and getting to understand about how to buy a side of beef. For people who are curious about agriculture and want to learn more about it, what are some things you encourage them to do?
Do your research is the very first thing I would say. You know, through Farm Bureau, through Shop Kansas Farms, you know, there's educational resources out there to figure out, you know, why should you buy, you know, from a local producer. And then you've got the interactive map. So then you can look and see like, okay, what producer's closest to me? Because it's better to buy, you know, if you're in Southwest Kansas, it's much better to buy from somebody in Southwest Kansas. And then, you know, kind of go to their websites or their Facebook pages and take a look and see how, you know, how they work their process. You know, they're very open and transparent about, you know, where they're products go to locker and pricing and things like that. So I would just encourage you to kind of spend a little time, because if you're going to make an investment of a couple hundred dollars, you know, make sure you're putting your money where you feel most confident. I'm in the honey business, obviously, or my husband specifically is. I'm in the homemade jams and jellies and pickles, I think is what my job is. But, you know, we tell people all the time, if you want to buy honey that's good for you, you know, look for local honey. And so again, going back to that interactive map, anything within about 80 miles of you is considered local honey. And in Kansas, we don't have like extreme floral changes from one end of the state to the next, but, you know, just look around and find that regional producer that is closest to you. It's really an economics benefit when you're supporting people regionally and locally. I know I told Megan Kramer this a long time ago, but in a former life, we had done some research on, you know, when the pandemic hit, you were not going to drive to Wichita to go to Sam's Club necessarily. You were going to stick closer to your local, you know, grocery stores. And the sales tax trends during COVID were that the larger cities actually had like a dip in sales tax, but your regional kind of community hubs that had smaller towns around them where people kind of converged to, you know, on the local grocery store, those cities actually had increases in sales tax, like for hardware and food and, you know, some of those commodities. And so COVID was really an interesting experiment in shopping local. People really did, you know, take it to heart and tried to support those local businesses. So again, it's geography and having the map on the website is great so that you can kind of see, you know, locally where, what you're looking for and where you can support.
As we celebrate ag today, that was so like thinking about consumers and the questions they have about farming and ranching. When Rick came to us and said, would you be interested in purchasing Shop Kansas Farms? We thought this is a great opportunity to connect with consumers over farming and ranching. So that was another reason we were super excited. So we are all at Farm Bureau, we're always wanting to talk about what happens on Kansas farms and ranches. And so if you're not already a member of the Shop Kansas Farms Facebook group, I would encourage you to go there because we are sharing stories of Kansas farmers and ranchers there. When we've had some yucky weather, cold, yucky weather, Rick got on there and said, hey, ranchers, share with us what it's like for you to be out there caring for your livestock right now. If you want to learn more about, you know, what happens on Kansas farms and ranchers, join that page, but also go check out kansaslivingmagazine.com. That is where everything that gets out in our printed magazine is on there. Plus we're always adding content. So I feel like consumers want to know what's happening on farms and ranches, and Shop Kansas Farms is a great way for us to do that. And then to build off of what Megan Gilliland said about those regional food hubs and, you know, what COVID did for small economies. That's another passion that Rick has, is kind of building out, we call them local food systems. So you'll see us working on that too, connecting with small communities that want to build these local food systems in their area. So that what a local food system is, how we define that would be the production. So what they're growing and then processing, are they able to process whatever they're growing in their community, and then distribution. So how is it getting out from their community? And the goal really is to build rural economies around agriculture. And we've started working with some folks in Lyons where our first market of farms was at, and they now have the Harvest Hub of Rice County. So they are building out a local food system there, and it's really exciting. So if there are communities that want to work on that type of thing, they should definitely reach out to us at skf@shopkansasfarms.com, and we can start having that conversation too. And then our market of farms, Megan, I know you guys are going to be there. So that our next one will be April 29th in Lyons. So the market of farms is where vendors will come. Consumers can come and buy directly from Kansas farmers and ranchers. Last time they had it in Lyons, we had 42 vendors and over 1,400 people come. And Megan could talk about what it looked like from the vendor perspective. But vendor spots are filling up really quickly. So if a vendor is interested in joining that on the vendor side, they should jump on as soon as they can. And there is information on the new website if you go to events about that event coming up too.
So Megan, could you talk about your interaction of taking Next to Nature Farm to the market of farms?
It was a year ago in March that the market of farms was happening in Lyons, Kansas, which is not exactly close to us. But first of all, because of our commitment to Shop Kansas Farms and to supporting Shop Kansas Farms and farmers and ranchers and across the state, of course, we made the trek out. It was great. I mean, I love the first event in Lyons. I think there was such a buzz of people actually getting to see these people they had just seen online solely so far. So people were just really excited to connect a face with a name. And so a lot of people, you know, really enjoyed that aspect of it. We felt like probably the best thing that came out of it was we had decent sales that day, but we got to make some really good connections with other businesses that were connected to Shop Kansas Farm. So it was a good networking thing for us. In fact, we're carrying like Papa Baldi's popcorn now in our store and the jalapeno butter, and I can't remember where they're from, but we kind of tried to seek out people that were complementary businesses to us. And so that was really helpful. We'll be there again this spring. I've always said this since the beginning of our business, which we started out with farmers markets and special events way back in 2015, something like that. And I've always said this the whole time, is that there is a real interest right now, especially for people to understand where their food comes from. They really like to know, like, this is how this product got to me. And so Shop Kansas Farms, again, offers that ability for people to meet the producers, to get to know them. Again, we think relationships in our business are the most important thing that we can create, because again, we don't sell the cheapest honey, but we do sell the best honey. And that's the relationship that people have built with us, that they're willing to spend that extra dollar or two for, you know, our quarts of honey, because they know they're supporting a small business that's supporting their community, and they know they're getting, you know, the best product out there. So, you know, again, Shop Kansas Farms has just been that kind of marketplace and convener, collaborator, whatever buzzword you want to use for, you know, connecting all of us small producers.
So today is National Ag Day and we are celebrating it. And I think an important part to remember is we love our farmers and ranchers, but those are not the only people who are involved in agriculture. So Megan and Megan, what makes you proud to be in agriculture?
Trust me, there was never a moment in my head when I was growing up or even in my early life that I ever thought I would be in agriculture. I never thought that I would be married to a beekeeper who then had an idea for a business and ran with it. But I think that agriculture is so much bigger. It's not just, you know, the sales taxes that we pay and things like that, but we support other small businesses. I'm proud to be part of the agricultural community, which I never thought I would ever be a part of. It's been nice to be kind of embraced by other people who understand what you're trying to do.
As a non-farmer, I would say I am proud to be part of agriculture on the outside looking in and being the cheerleader. So anybody that knows me knows I did not grow up on a farm. I was a city kid, but I came to K-State, got my degree in public relations, and then became connected to agriculture, and I was able to get a job at Farm Bureau. So I get the consumer questions. I totally understand it when consumers are confused. And farmers are over here talking a language that consumers are like, I have no idea what you're talking about, a hanging weight or, you know, steers. And they'll, you know, farming language is very different from a consumer language. So I get that. And I love to connect farmers and ranchers to consumers because we all care about food. We all want to feed our family healthy foods. We all want to know where our food comes from. And so the opportunity to do that as part of Shop Kansas Farms is something that I'm really grateful for and really love to do. So I just like to celebrate farmers and ranchers and all the work that they do every day to feed us and take care of the earth and do what they need to do, because it's, you know, a very solitary job in most cases. They don't get a lot of kudos. It's just, you know, do your job and get it done. But I think COVID probably opened up a lot of eyes about, oh, food doesn't come from the grocery store. There's a few steps before that. So I'm just excited to really share that with folks.
We've talked a lot about Next to Nature Farms. Megan, how can people go find you if they'd like to purchase some of your products?
Well, we always welcome you to come out to our farm store, which is open to the public on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all year round. We are located just west of Tonganoxie or due north of Lawrence. But if you're not in the Northeast Kansas area and you'd like to try some of our products, you can get anything online, www.nexttonaturefarm.com. You can find us at lots of shows around the Kansas City, Lawrence area. And of course, we'll be at the Market of Farms in Lyons. And we look forward to continuing to support Shop Kansas Farms as it just continues to evolve and change and, you know, just continue to be that supporter of local producers and farmers and ranchers.
Ladies, thank you both so much for taking the time to join me today and talking about Shop Kansas Farms' new website and celebrating National Ag Day. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Shelby.
That was Next to Nature co-owner Megan Gilliland and Kansas Farm Bureau Director of Communications, Megan Kramer. If you'd like to check out Shop Kansas Farms' new website, you can do so by going to www.shopkansasfarms.com. And if you'd like to check out the Next to Nature Farm website, you can do so by going to www.nexttonaturefarm.com. Here at Kansas Farm Bureau, we are proud to have you be a part of agriculture and hope you get to celebrate National Ag Day. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please give it a like and share with others. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Inside Ag from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.